Hello, it's Josh here, producer of MDX Unplugged. In today's episode, we're talking to Terry, a member of the Virgin Radio V team. We'll be talking radio, hosting, how he got to where he is today, and have you heard of Labubu? If you haven't watched our videos online yet, this one would be a great one to tune into, especially if you want to see Terry's huge personality. Enjoy!
Gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of MDX Unplugged, unfiltered, unscripted university life. I'm your host, Tanura, and I'm joined by my fellow co-host, Coach Farhan.
I'm just gonna laugh, because, you know... Whoa, what do you want me to say?
Okay, fine, be cringe if you want.
No.
It's
not cringe, because someone was pressed, so I was just hanging fun out of it. Sorry, go on.
Moving forward.
We are from the past or future, something. I don't know.
Whenever this episode comes up, we are from some point of... The only person that knows which timeline we're on is Loki, so...
Nice one.
Now, today's episode or today's guest is someone of an extremely diverse and interesting background, literally. From being a growth strategist for corporate companies to openly trying to make sure people attend events across the UAE. But more importantly, possibly having one of the strongest and most recognizable voices I think I've seen in a lot of events, I think in the past couple of months having met you, it is none other than the MC, the creator, and a member of the Virgin Radio V team, Terry. Thank you so much for taking time off.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
Let me explain this. You think someone like the two of us are busy? No, this man. You don't have to book him for when he is available. You have to book him for when he's not available.
Well, it's not that deep. I think, listen, the thing is, when you get to the point in life I am, finding time is tough. Like, it's really tough, you know? But this is what I will say. This podcast piqued my interest because I watched a few clips online. I have things to say.
What did I tell you? Number one podcast, I told you.
Okay, so are these things good, bad? Are we going to be...
I agree with some. Disagree with a fair few, you know? Some things that were said may need some context, you know? So especially for people who are 90s kids like myself, you know, I think y'all need to show some more respect. More understanding for my people.
So he says 90s kids, but unfiltered, unscripted university life. Let's just ask, when did you graduate from university?
That's a fantastic question. Mm-hmm. That's a fantastic question.
Exactly.
I graduated in 2015.
Oh, yeah. That is ancient.
Yeah.
Ancient.
Okay, I wouldn't say ancient, but definitely seasoned. I'm a seasoned veteran, you know? So... Yeah, man. Like here's
so
the thing.
What, this is like you coming back to the studio.
This
like
is my home. This is my home. This is where I grew up, guys.
You hear that?
You know what I mean? This is where I grew up, man. This is where, you know, I got my first licks of like real life. First, you know, licks. Actually, something a lot of people don't know, and I don't really have it anywhere. I worked on campus for a little bit when I was a student.
Oh, so you were in, like, which department did you intern in?
I was working for Dr. Cody.
Ooh.
Yep. I was like, it was basically just data entry. But you know how it is. And you guys, of course, know how it is. But I was a student, so I was broke, right? So I was making a little bit of money.
Why not?
Dude, I was making a little bit of money. It felt like a ton, right? And I tell you exactly what I did with that money. So I saved all of it, right? And then I decided to splurge. On my 21st birthday.
Okay.
That's a good event.
I'll tell you exactly what I did. Details. So... I went and I started to rent a G-Wagon, right?
Damn.
Oh, yeah, no, it was ridiculous. I spent all of the money.
I mean, then again, 2015, I'm guessing the...
Okay.
No. Inflation. Inflation wasn't bad.
Inflation was wild.
Inflation. I was thinking inflation.
Yeah, you know, like I spent...
You were able to study during a time when Karak was 1 dirham.
True.
It's a good time that they
student. Not 50, you sure?
Yeah, possibly. 1 dirham back then.
I spent all the money, man. I took my friends out in the G-Wagon, paid for everything, blew it up, you know. But yeah, man, 2015 is when I graduated.
And what happened the next day after the blowing of the money?
Oh, well, I don't know if I can say this. I was hungover, but well, you know, just a little bit, you know. But after that, it was a good time. We had a good time. Nice. We had a good time.
He's a responsible time. Adult, right?
Yes.
There.
Yes, I'm.
We only promote now. Responsible activities. Yes. Here on this podcast. Yes.
Speaking of G Wagon, how was Hesse Street earlier this morning?
Yeah. Listen. For context, yeah, I was late. All right, but it wasn't my fault. Right. There's a lot of propaganda. Hesse Street propaganda, 100%.
Okay, let's debunk the propaganda right now. We are exposing
Hesse
fake
Street
news.
Propaganda. Oh,
no, exposing fake news.
Very fake news. The fakest news. Okay, I'll tell you exactly. Okay, so obviously I've been looking at, Hesse Street is expanding. They're building bridges and overpasses. So I'm thinking to myself, straight shot, no traffic. It'll take me 10 minutes to get down Hesse Street and come to the university. I get on the street, immediate traffic. And then I'm like, okay, maybe there was like an accident or something. There was nothing. There was just traffic for traffic's sake. So obviously, I was supposed to start at 10. It's like, what? I got here like at 10:30?
Yeah, more or less.
Yeah, 10:30, 10:45-ish. So, but I'm here, and we're doing the thing.
Exactly. So that's Terry for you guys. Yeah. You can figure out what's going to happen in the next.
So next time I should tell my manager, Hesse Street, that's it. And then,
hey, you know, it's a good excuse. You know what I mean? It's a pretty good excuse. Listen, plus, I'm doing, here's the thing, yeah, and this is not just to like flex on y'all, you know what I mean?
All right, let's, here we go.
Like, just for the last podcast I did, right, I was doing, they basically asked me to host the podcast. It was like for crypto and stuff, you know? They were like, so basically, my friend runs this crypto firm, right? He was like, we want to do a podcast.
So
right?
I need some information about the changes. It's not insider trading as far as I'm concerned.
He was fully like, I want you to host it, right? But I was like, I'm not doing this for free, right? Okay. Which is fair. It's fair. He was taking my time.
Money moves.
Yeah,
money
exactly. Moves. Money moves. Yeah, it was. This
it's
was
like
a few years ago.
Money trees.
But, coming onto this podcast, I was like, this is my old uni. These are my people. Tinura is my boy. A young man. Still getting his licks in as well. So, listen, I hope you know what I mean when I say licks, okay?
Yeah, we do.
Do I need to explain that?
No, don't need.
keep going. Just avoid our faces.
Yeah, okay. So I was like, I have to do this podcast. So I've been trying to find time. I think we've been looking for a solid three, four weeks just to sit
down. So in conclusion, Wasta works. Anyways.
It works. Wasta big time. Works. Well, yeah. Plus, alumni and that. So exactly. I had to come back to the old stomping grounds.
Yeah. And to be fair, not even old stomping grounds. I'm betting you barely recognize the place.
Oh, yeah. It's so different, by the way. It's so much nicer. And it's not fair. No, it's not.
It's not fair.
People who were here the time I was here know. It is a lot nicer than it was before.
He's framing it like he's in the war grounds of Vietnam.
You guys have a campus in Academic City.
Yeah, that's true.
We didn't have that. We had two blocks. Yeah. This one and that one.
Now we have 15, 16, 17, 19.
Nice.
And we have a campus in DIAC for the MBA students now. So they are...
You see that? You know what we had?
What?
We had a chill room.
Yeah.
And that was it.
It was third floor in block 16. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. I remember this.
We just had a chill room and that was it. Y'all got a whole podcast set up here, man. This is crazy.
We're thriving now. We're cooking.
No, I respect it. I joined at the wrong time. I was born in the wrong time. But, we're here now.
I think you're born the right time.
Yeah, you had the right time. You had the perfect timeline.
Okay. Interesting.
Well, Agree to disagree.
Interesting.
I can't believe I'm arguing that I'm born in the wrong time. I'm being a 2000s kid.
Bro, you're born... Well, to be fair, you guys have had it kind of tough as well. To be fair. Like, even during university, you were in university during COVID and stuff, right?
I mean, just 2 years.
Yeah, but that's like your peak, when you should be getting up to a lot of nonsense, you know what I mean? You should be outside.
Yeah, true. Exactly. Unfortunately, the laws were very strict.
True. Very true.
And I think the part of me not wanting to be lying on my bed having to have cough medicine and my standard family home remedies kind of made sure I kept the safe distance.
Fair.
And you got it 4 times, right?
Okay, go. Let me be, man.
Yeah, bro.
This man got it for 4 times.
You got COVID 4 times?
Yeah. Even Sinopharm was like, yeah, bro, you can't be protected.
He's like, yeah, no. You need
anyways, moving forward. First thing I want to talk about is I'm going to start off with one of your biggest like one of the biggest things that you do is working with the V team, with Virgin Radio.
Correct, correct.
And I'm pretty sure it's taken you to a lot of events, because even I met you when you were working with them at Untold.
Correct.
Right? So I want you to like tell us that process of like, how did that even come to be, you know, from your background?
So surprisingly enough, I was never the most social person, you know?
The last 8 minutes would defeat that entire stage.
Yeah,
10 minutes. Yeah, the last 10 minutes.
Now, here's the thing. When, like, the camera's on, or if I'm ready to do something, you know, I kind of, like, adjust my brain. Like, okay, you know, talk. You know, enjoy yourself, relax, take a breath. If I was just casually walking on campus for whatever reason, and you were like, oh, come do this right now, you know, and we did it, I would be super awkward. I would be so awkward, it would be incredible. You'd be shocked at how awkward I would be, right? So, like, when I started at the V team and I started Virgin Radio, it wasn't something that I intentionally did in my head because I was like, this is what I'm good at. So I'll give the background. So this was probably in 2018, right? 2018, I was working in a company called Zomato, right? I'm sure you guys know Zomato.
That's ancient indeed.
Yes.
That was the OG food delivery app.
Exactly.
Your order wrong every third time, but with OG.
Zomato was
wilding back in the day.
It was an interesting place to work as well. So I'm not going to slander anyone, okay? I'm just saying it was interesting.
Interesting, yeah. Fair.
Right? It was interesting.
Is this why Talabat bought them or something?
Yeah, they did buy them. They don't do deliveries anymore.
Yeah, they just have a bunch of offers.
Just a menu, that's it.
Exactly.
Wait, you're telling me Zomato turned into a glorified online menu?
That's how they started, actually.
Really?
To be fair, that's how they started back in India, back in the day.
Mm.
Yeah, they were just a online menu provider, and people would go onto the menu and then order direct from restaurants. Oh. And then they got their delivery business, and then they shifted and came to the UAE. Right. Anyway, so back then I was working in Zomato, right? And I was working with a few people, right? Decent enough people, you know, maybe, you know, like nice people, good people, right? And they said that, you sound like you should be on the radio because of the way that I speak, right? And I never, like, even conceived of that in my head before.
The introverted Terry being told to be on the radio.
Exactly. I was like, well, I don't know what you're talking about, right?
You sure you woke up on the right side of the bed?
Bro, I was like, really? Me? So I was like, okay, cool. Let me do it. Stuff it. So I went online, and then I just started, like, looking at radio sites, radio stations in the UAE, blah, blah, blah. Because I was like, this is something that I could potentially do. Mm-hmm. You know, I like to talk, right? Maybe not specifically towards people, but I like to talk, you know. So I was like, you know, let's do it. So I looked online. And then I came across a forum online for the Virgin Radio V team, right? Randomly applied. And then I got a callback from this lovely lady. Her name was Sabrina. Shout out, Sabrina. So I got a callback. And it was me and like 15 or 20 other people, right? And this is 2018. So I'm like 20, maybe 25 or something, 24. All right, stop that. All
right, so. I was going to the Kevin Hart.
I was in my early 20s, right? So for the record, I'm 31. So don't play it out of proportion. Okay. Anyway, so
they're probably gonna be wondering, like, okay, great. What are we supposed to do with that information?
I'm just saying. I don't want people to think I'm like 40 or something, man. You know,
they're not gonna think you're 40.
Yeah. Well, the way y'all have been talking, they'll probably will think I'm 40. They'll be like, "Who's this old dude Jeff on the podcast?" You know what I mean? This irrelevant pops. Who's uncle?
Unk status.
Like, whose unk is this? There's no unk status. This is just unk.
Bro, yeah. Getting flashbacks to the clip that offended him.
Bro.
That didn't traumatize him, huh?
Bro.
One comment did traumatize
him. I got nephews, bro, for real. So I am unk. You know what I mean? So
yeah, okay.
Anyway. Back to what I was saying. So I applied for this thing. I get a reach out saying, hey, you know, we're looking for new members for the V team, blah, 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 blah. So great. I applied, then like 20 of us went to the studio, right? 20 young, hungry people, you know what I mean? Who all want the same thing, and they only got like 2 spots, right? So we went to the studio, we spoke to the person, you know, it's like, oh, you have to be an outgoing person, you need a driver's license, you need this, you need that. Da, da, da.
Complete opposite of what you are, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. So I was like, no. But
it's like you ordered a steak and then they give you a freaking chicken tartare.
Yeah, dude. But here's the thing. I fully believe being outside of your comfort zone is a good thing, because then that's how you grow, you know? And that's how what I was thinking about at the time. I was like, this is outside of my comfort zone, but this could lead to something nice, something good, and that's how I can grow, right? Because I was, again, not the most, you know, socially...
outgoing individual.
Exactly, at the time. So I was like, okay, cool, whatever, let me do this, right? So I did it, applied, I got through the initial stages. And then, so basically what they do is they invite you to events, right? Mm. You're not talking on the mic, you're basically just carrying around equipment, right? And watching the presenter on stage, right? And just helping out whatever they ask. So they invite all of us every single time, right? So this was for the first like 3 months, right? No pay, obviously, okay. Right?
Ah.
So we're just showing up.
Immediately removing my application.
Exactly. Most people did, to be fair.
Really? Okay.
Most people did. By the time like month 4 rolled around, there were like maybe 5 of us left, right? And then the lady would then post like, okay, there's this event going on. Who can make it? No one was responding, right? But then a lot of people were even fed up, right?
Okay.
I was like, stuff it. I'll do it, you know? Whatever. It was literally to collect tickets for a show that was happening at Blue Waters, right? So I was like, cool. I'll show up. I'll do that. It was like winners from the radio and stuff that you had to like take off on a guest list, and you were sitting there for like 3 hours.
So you were handling the VIP desk, basically.
Basically, right?
The radio station's VIP desk.
100%. It was your boy. You'd see my face and I'd be like, hey, what's up? So after that point, she was like, okay, this dude is reliable, right? You're officially in. Right, got my contract sent over, signed everything, and then I started.
That's when the money started rolling in, as well. Is it? That's when the money started rolling in.
And again, it's a great gig. It's a great roadshow because you're working with a lot of interesting brands, you know, and a lot of interesting people as well. You know, like 2019, 2020. I was on stage at the Bruno Mars concert, doing like.
I'm sorry, what? No, Bruno.
Bruno Mars, man.
Damn it.
You know, in Abu Dhabi. You know what I mean?
Wrong, born in the wrong age, buddy.
I'm telling you, man.
No, that was the year when I was on a wheelchair, dude.
You're in a wheelchair?
Yeah.
Okay. He's hitting gram status before gram status.
Dang, man. What'd you do?
Huh? Let's just say when you go skiing
right
in a country, if there's a stop sign, you should probably stop at that stop sign.
Mm.
Not be like, I'm going to send it and send
it's
it.
Like, I'm going to go faster. Stop goes faster.
Yeah, to be fair, I stopped well. I guess the fact that I was speeding, the person behind me decided to speed along with me.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay, fair enough. You may have deserved it. Anyway.
What the heck?
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Like that one person said, we're only yappers. We'll just yap.
Exactly.
I mean, hey, that's the point of it, okay? As you were saying, Unk.
Thank you. I am Unk. Happily. Respectfully, Unk.
Proud to be Unk.
Yes.
That's the new hashtag of this episode. Hashtag proud to
hashtag
be
proud Unk. Unk.
Proud Unk. You know what I mean?
Hashtag yappers.
Dude, I'm telling you, but this episode will not turn into me just telling you guys life advice. Absolutely not.
No. Please don't.
Absolutely not.
We get that from enough people.
Exactly.
I don't
know anything. So, you know.
What advice would you give to a young MC?
Young MC, man. So, then I joined the V team. And so basically we do events and stuff. So we did, at the time I was doing a lot of individual events. It was me and it'd always be two people for each event, right? It'd be me and another V teamer. And then sometimes there'll be a presenter there. So like Chris Fade, Pretty Malik, whoever it is, right? But back then we did a lot of events just as like two V teamers. Right, would go there, get on the mic, play music, give away prizes. It was an awesome time. It was so
like the hype. So basically, maintaining the hype and maintaining the crowd.
Exactly. Like we'd give away like nice prizes as well. You know, like goodie bags.
Okay. Define nice prizes, because this is. I'm just gonna say this, sorry.
Kenura's trying his best to get some freebies. Right.
No. Hear me out on this. Okay, we've gone to cons, we've gone to festivals and stuff, right? When groups or companies or even stations, they say they're giving away nice prizes, right?
Mm.
I'd expect like a nice tote bag or a good cap, something that is like tangible for that day. Yep. I don't want somebody being like, nice price, here's a 20% voucher to our store.
No, that's like, not a price.
Do not we don't deny. Accept those. I've been triggered by that a lot.
No. We don't accept those in Virgin. No, heck no. Let me give you an example. Right, this year, I've done about like 8 or 9 events.
Okay.
Right? Prizes have ranged from AirPods to like merchandise, so like caps, hats, t-shirts, whatnot. We've smartwatches, Apple watches, you know, like good prizes, like good solid prizes.
Okay, so now I know where we have to go when we go.
No, you gotta pull up. I'm telling you, I'm doing an event today. By the time you see this, is gonna be too late. Hey, I'm doing an event today with Donata Travel, and we're giving away a trip to Sri Lanka for 3 nights. Yeah, you know what I mean,
Danura, how do you feel being represented?
Represent. Come on, man.
Future politician, let's get it.
No comments. Listen, man, it's sometimes... Listen, I love Sri Lanka, but sometimes, you know, it's hard to defend. It's hard to defend at times.
I mean...
I will say this, though. If you do go to Sri Lanka, you got to do one important thing.
Nightlife?
You've been begging for Sri Lanka nightlife for like the last 3 years. We've known each other, man, enough.
More or less, we need you. We need Tanura to take me out, like, everywhere.
Okay, well, I am a Dubai kid. I am a coconut. Like, I am a Dubai kid. Unfortunately, I do not represent that side. Like, I know all the good places in Sri Lanka, but the nightlife part I can't handle, unfortunately.
It's okay. Mm. Yeah, I'm sure every Sri Lankan knows everyone over here, from what I know.
Hey.
So, we'll
I mean, we have this thing, like, if you know one person from a single country, there's a very high chance you know almost everyone. Like, there's a link.
Yeah. Well, it's not completely wrong.
All right. What about for you with Zimbabweans?
Here?
Yeah.
To be fair, my circle doesn't really comprise of a lot of Zimbabweans. If my friends, at least. My friend circle.
So what are they mostly?
Sudanese.
Okay. Fine.
I know. That's kind of random. It's kind of random. Shout out Sudan.
You and I both know what I was expecting him to say.
Did you think I was going to say Nigerian?
No.
Y'all think I was gonna say Nigerian?
No. Different nationality, man.
I'm just saying.
Hey guys, don't cancel us yet.
Yeah, listen, this is a country.
Whoa.
Not yet.
Over 190 nationalities.
So, I'm not gonna say anything.
I was expecting someone that you might bump into, like going to gazebo or Karachi Darbar.
Right. So even worse is what you're saying. I'm kidding.
I mean, again, oh God. We don't want people to get pressed again. So
exactly,
like,
man. Hey.
I don't want to ask something because you say you've done so many events, like not just like with the V team, but like you do stuff outside of, you know, your standard, correct, like 9 to 5 as well, right?
Correct.
Two things. First thing is, what is probably one of the most interesting or awkward interactions you might have had with like a high profile individual? Celebrity, presenter, influencer.
Anyone,
what is, like,
really, to be fair.
What is like one of those, that happened moments?
See, here's the thing. I'm not going to mention any names.
Okay, that's fine. That's
we'll do that off the record.
I'm not trying to make things chaotic. but here's the thing. When you start working with people, especially people who have a following or a status or, you know, things like that, there's a lot of bit of ego.
Entitlement?
I wouldn't call it entitlement.
But they have ego.
They have very high standards.
Okay.
Right? Mm. And sometimes you can control these standards. Sometimes you can't control these standards.
Okay.
It's not in your hands. Right? So some of the events that I've done, right? Let's say the ones with Virgin, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm working with one of the presenters. Now, all of the presenters are awesome, right? They all have their own style of presenting. Mm-hmm. They all bring something different to the table, right? But early on, right, and this was a few years ago. This is pre-COVID, when we're doing events. We used to like carry the equipment from the studio, set it up, do the mic test, play the music, everything ourselves, right? And then also do the gig. So some of these events, we weren't the ones who were headlining the gig. That would be the presenter. Mm-hmm. So one of the main presenters from the radio station, right? So when they're headlining the gigs, we want to show up a little earlier, make sure everything is working properly. But there were times our equipment was...
Like extra care, basically. Like
exactly.
Extra due diligence.
Make sure that nothing goes wrong, right? By the time they show up, everything is smoothly, the music is playing, the mics are working, right? But there are times where the equipment goes, you know, Willy Wonka. You know,
Willy Wonka.
It goes sideways. It doesn't want to work.
Willy Wonka and the chocolate
struggle to production. Yes,
exactly. So, in these like situations, right? Mike's giving crazy background. You know, the speakers aren't working properly. You know, the presenter's trying to speak on the mic, but there's not much we can do to fix it, right? Like, we're trying. Like, we're just moving stuff around until something works.
Basically, like, us volunteering.
No comment. Example. I know volunteered, so.
No. Okay. I'll give an example of our uni that you can relate to. The volunteers during relay night.
Oh, my God.
For record, so relay night was basically his, like, brainchild. It's the biggest mixed inter-university relay competition in the UAE right now.
Nice.
And let me tell you, this man, he enters that definition of like, this event will fail if I'm not there mode.
Fair
he's
enough,
the
man.
Man with the clipboard, with the pen, with the phone, and he sees something goes on, he'd be like,
fair enough.
God bless my department. I think if my department was not there, I have no clue how it's going to work
out.
You're
going to lose your head, huh?
I guess I was already losing it.
One of the race starts, I was helping with the start, and I did start the race a bit too late. I didn't give the race enough time to like, get adjusted. Luckily, no injuries or anything happened, so it was fine.
Nice.
But the minute he looked at me with the most deafening dead stare, bro was ready to be like,
I think he can relate. Done. When it comes to pressure, when you have like, you have the dean of the university over there, you have all these universities, because I talk a lot, like, you know what, okay, now it's his time to like actually back it up now. So there's so much pressure from all the universities, all the sponsors, even your own dean of the university. So there's so much going on. Also, we need to try our best. And successfully, even though the volunteers are incompetent, we did our best. And you know what, everyone said it was the best. I was like, you know what, calm, everyone enjoyed, they had a good time.
Exactly.
That's all that matters at the end of the day,
man. You know, you did the event still. Hey,
not a university coach casually saying the volunteers are incompetent.
Oof. Hey, this is unfiltered.
Do we want to mention some names? What are we talking about?
No. We don't want to mention any name. To be fair, I don't even know these names, half of these people, I can't say.
Fair enough. It's just even worse to say.
Just let him call you out immediately. Unfiltered, unscripted.
There we go. I'm sorry. Yeah, as you were saying, sorry.
So, so obviously you're working with a lot of presenters.
Although, yeah.
So, things would sometimes happen, right? And this is happening live, right? Oof. There's a crowd, you know, people are clamoring and the mic is not working or something stopped working or we get there and we don't have electricity, so we can't connect the speaker, you know?
Electricity, dude, this is not Sri Lanka, though.
Bro, I'm telling you, like, I will need an extension cord because they've decided to have the event outdoors where there is nothing, right? So there have been moments where, I wouldn't really call it clashing, but definitely there were situations which we had to kind of think on our feet. And that happens, like, a fair bit, especially during events. And if you do the number of events that I've done, you know that, like, things will happen on the ground, you know? So, yeah, I wouldn't like say there's any specific like individuals that I've worked with that I didn't enjoy. Yes, there may be one or two in the past, but, you know, it's part of the job.
This is Terry just being very diplomatic. Right,
100%.
Now.
Very diplomatic.
100%.
Very
diplomatic. Listen, here's the thing. I'm very... You gotta kind of be diplomatic, you know.
Yeah, that's.
You know, fair. I don't wanna burn any bridges. You know, I don't wanna.
Yet.
Not yet.
Basically, you don't need to get canceled.
Exactly, not yet at least.
Not yet.
Once I get to a level where cancel is like allowed, and then I'm just like chilling, then it's cool. Yes. You know, then it's fine.
I like how before every episode, I tell to all of us like we're not gonna get canceled. It's me trying to edge that line.
We have to. That's what we make. That's our selling point at this point. What is a USP, guys? Yeah, there you go. Just. Trying to be there, trying to like get canceled,
on the limbo. Yeah, right on the precipice, man. Like, here's the thing, and this is the thing that I say to a lot of people. They ask me, you know, why are you still with Virgin, right? Why are you still in the V team, right? Because I've been there since 2018. So now it's 7 years, right? Where the overall goal, and I'm saying this to camera, the overall goal is to get on the radio, to anyone watching this from Virgin Radio.
We'll tag everyone. They must know. Virgin Radio.
Now
we'll
they must them. Know.
I mean, people to be fair, them. you are good friends with one gentleman.
Good friends. It's a stretch. It's a big stretch. Which gentleman are you talking about?
The chosen one.
Adam. I love Adam, man. That's my boy.
Why were you signing the camera when you said that? You're like, I love Adam, man.
No, I love Adam, bro. Adam's my boy.
I think we should bring him next.
Bro, bring him down, bro.
Bring him down. Adam, I know you're listening. Come on.
Oh, God.
And you're in BKP always walking around with making content. So, like, pull up.
Bro, I love Adam, bro. Adam will happily do this.
Please come. Let's do this. Let's have a good conversation over here. Random.
Here's the thing. I'll just say, like, Terry says he's good friends. Like, he loves Adam. Like, you guys don't understand, like, these guys' friendship, like,
I love this combination. Dude, I love this dude. This is my boy. Like, here's
so
the thing.
I'm guessing he's the only, like, friend that can convince you to work on a weekend, full day.
No. Like, here's the thing. Even with, I was trying to say a little bit earlier. You would think to yourself, why have you been doing this for so long? Mm-hmm. And you kind of just been doing the same thing, right?
Yeah.
I feel, and this goes a long way into what I believe, right? I really enjoy working with Virgin Radio. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy doing what I do, especially at the road shows when we're giving away prizes, make people feel good. You know what I mean? It's not something that a lot of people get to do, right? I think that's number one. Number two, I do have an eventual goal of getting on the radio, you know? Yeah. And this is like, this is my overarching goal.
This is his audition tape, more or less.
Exactly.
That's his audition tape. Imagine.
Y'all are going to hear me say this straight to the camera again, down the barrel. I will get on the radio eventually.
By the way, just letting you know, it's...
Where's the...
It's that camera, not... It's both of them.
I will get on the Virgin Radio eventually, 100%.
We'll tag Virgin Radio.
I've said it.
I'm sure they'll see it. Office is down right there. Just down.
Bro, they're in there. I think Adam is on air as well right now.
Imagine using our episode as an audition tape. That's either the best case or the worst case scenario.
Hey, listen.
That's gonna be titled Audition Tape.
Bro, I'm telling you.
So the episode title is Audition Tape.
Audition Tape featuring Terry. Hey, there you go.
Hey, 7 years of experience. I'm just saying, guys. That's a lot.
That's a lot of time
to talk on the microphone, you know what I mean? Anyway, so as I was saying, like, a lot of people would look at it and be like, well, you know, you've been doing this for 7 years, man. What's the end goal here? And, you know, that's my end goal. And a lot of it, again, like, I've done a lot of things in my career that has been trial and error, you know? And you have to try things and fail at them so you can try something else, right? A lot of people are scared to, like, try new things, especially when they're doing something for the very first time. Mm-hmm. You know, like this podcast, for example. A lot of people might look at you and be like, oh, this is cringe. Or, oh, why are you guys doing this?
Say that to our 100,000 views. Anyways.
Hey.
That's what I'm saying. Just to start, like just starting is like, okay, like for example, on my Instagram, I posted a 60-day challenge where I was losing weight.
Mm.
You know what I mean? That is exposure.
Yeah.
And I don't mean exposure in a good way where I'm like, oh, it's exposure and getting my... No, that's like my friends, my family, everyone I know, you know, is on my Instagram and they're all watching this. And not everyone has an opinion, you know, as well. So it's like, okay, I'm putting myself out there, but I'm doing it because I want to see what's going to happen. You know, I can easily do this, not showing anyone, you know, and then people just see me there. Oh, you look great. Oh, whatever. But I genuinely enjoy doing it, you know. And you got to trial and fail, you know. Like, I have a challenge that I'm doing right now. When is this going out?
That's a very interesting.
For the record, we are in the future right now.
We are in the future. I feel like, let me do the math. July end or July mid?
Okay. Yeah.
No, the clips will come out sooner than you expect. Don't worry about it.
Okay, cool. It's fine.
All this clickbaity stuff, we're gonna post that for. So don't worry about it. Marketing strategy 101.
Hey, dude. No, because I was just asking because I have a right now. I'm doing a 25-day water fast.
Really?
So right now as we're recording, you're fasting from water.
Yes. Water, coffee, whatever.
Okay.
You know, for 25 days.
So right? Which day are you in right now?
I'm supposed to be.
Before you say that, let me just check one thing.
It's coffee. There's no sugar.
Okay.
It's allowed.
Gotta make sure.
It's allowed.
A lot of scammers out here.
Hey. Anyway, so I'm supposed to be doing a 25-day Waterfest, but some things that happened during the Waterfest.
Oh my god!
Which will be posted. So go watch that on my channel. But so
we've linked it.
Everything will be tagged and linked.
Link in the description. But yeah, again, it's just trial and error, you know.
Yeah.
And again, a lot of people. Everyone has an opinion. Like everyone has fingers. Everyone has an opinion. You know. So some people are gonna be like, "Oh, that's really stupid. You know, why did you do that? Mm-hmm. You know, that's so unhealthy, blah, blah, blah." Right? So people be like, "Oh, that's really cool. I've always wanted to do that. I've always wanted to fast and not eat anything for a period of time and see what happens," you know? So it's one of those things. And it's the same thing with Virgin Radio. I enjoy doing what I do. I enjoy meeting new people the way that I meet them when mm-hmm. I'm doing Virgin Radio. And it's just a good time.
I mean, no, that kind of links up as well, like, there's some things we can't really explain it a lot. We can't really put it to terms. But then you just see the emotion on our face, and then you get like, okay, he can't explain it, but we get why he likes it.
Yeah.
It's like, what do you call it? I think one of the best examples out of the three of us outside of you has got to be with your one. Like, I'm pretty sure a lot of people outside of the general reasons of health and stuff would have asked you, like, why do you continue training, doing athletics, even though you're done with uni and all that stuff? And you try to put it to words, they don't understand. But when they see you compete, that's when they realize, like, okay, so this is why he enjoys it. Unless I'm going on the right track.
No, you're right. It really depends. Like, okay, you have the resources, you have the facility, you think, yeah, I'm capable of like being at the top level even till now. Then why not? Why waste the time? Like,
yeah.
I know for loads of people, it depends on what their priorities are on the end of the day. For me, you know what? It's fitness. It's something very, like, you know, it's a lifestyle in the end of the day. And there's no harm being made. And on top of that, you know what? Like, I can do this. I can do my work. Mm. And I can do this, as you know, to enjoy.
100%.
And that too. You guys, you both specifically have made convert it into a career out of it as well.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And the thing is, if you enjoy what you're doing and you have passion for it, then it doesn't feel like you're working, right? Because again, with people's 9-to-5s, those can be a slog. That can be hard. You know what I mean? But if you're doing stuff that you enjoy, like genuinely enjoy,
you wouldn't mind any day of the week, even if it's a weekend and whatnot. Exactly. It's like, exposure in the end of the day.
Thinura, like you were saying just now, you know, like if Adam says, "Oh, can you come help me do this from this time to this time?" I would do that with anything to do with the radio because I enjoy it. You know, like a few weeks ago, I did an event at GamesCon in World Trade Center. I was there from, you know, 12 p.m. until 12 a.m. You know?
Oof.
Yeah, you can't never catch me doing a 12-hour shift. I'm gone. The clock hits 5, I'm out.
I feel like you probably would then. If it's a Comic-Con or something, I'm sure you'll be there from 12 a.m. to 12 p.m. for sure.
But I'm telling you, it was a grind. But here's the thing. I enjoy it because that's what I do. You know what I mean? I was on the mic just yapping for 12 hours, you know? But
that's, he's a runner. That's, he's a yap star. He about to yap his heart out now.
No, but in the
certified yapper.
In the end of the day, it's like, not everybody would be willing to take the risk what we do with our passion at the end of the day. Loads of people, like, once you're done with university or something, you know what, I'm done now because there's no hope, there's no scope. But like, for me, how I see it is, like, you know what, try it first. Like, have a backup plan. Have plan B. Okay, if things go wrong, I can fall on this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
Like, if I did not follow sports route, mostly I'm going to be like a marketing, like content creating agency or generic stuff.
And there's nothing wrong with that. There's not. Hey.
That's our first warning. First warning, guys.
Finally, Farhan got a warning. Bro, you don't understand. I was like waiting for him to slip up,
huh?
8 episodes in, guys. 8 episodes. So like, much better than you.
Mine was 2 minutes into the first episode.
Nice.
Sorry, I was trying to say generic stuff. So, you know what? If you can succeed in that platform with your passion, you know what you did? You have a good story to tell.
That's true.
Absolutely. And people would be aspired and want to know more about it as well.
100%. 100%. And here's the thing. Like, I always say hard work will always be talent.
Without a doubt. 100%.
If you're working hard, dude, it'll pay out eventually. You know what I mean? Even if it's your passion, it'll pay out, right? Like, the thing is, like you said, a backup, right?
Backup plan.
I have a full-time role as a growth strategist for a reason. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is it my passion? Absolutely not. Right?
Gotta go to LinkedIn for testimonials right over
unfiltered,
there.
Right? Unfiltered.
I'm fair enough.
I need my residency visa, so let's do this.
Exactly. No, I need like my day job, you know what I mean? I need my paycheck, you know, and which means, you know, the stuff I do with Virgin, That's my side gig. That's my side hustle. I want to make that my main hustle. Don't get me wrong, you know. And if it becomes a main hustle, then great. And then I don't have to do the other stuff. It then makes life, you know, a lot better.
Yeah.
A lot
more easy. Because at the end, you are prioritizing, like, you're able to prioritize not just something you love, but it also becomes your full-time career.
Yeah. Because it's a responsibility at the end of the day. Right? Also,
before we continue, by the way, I need to address one person that's been doing a lot of hard work on this show that I forgot to address at the start. Our main producer, Josh. So let's give a round of applause for Josh.
Josh is cooking, guys.
He's doing so much hard work that I literally saw him note down the exact point where I'm going to get his ass up. There you go. Let me just make sure I read this in this section.
We cut out. That's okay.
But from the four letters, just the first two letters. So, like, it could be anything.
That's fine. It could be the five-letter word shush.
Shush. You know, a generic
five-letter word.
Sheet.
Brief note.
It's for the captions.
Yeah, fair enough.
This is the best time to bring up something. So, since we had three age brackets, the going to the unk status, still young, and the unk. So we are in three generations.
Wait, just read, it's like exactly 5 years. 21,
26, 27. Sorry, are you saying I've got unk status?
Oh, I did not say anything like
that. Right. Yes. I've got a button that says cancel here. Like, that's
cancel.
And I'm hovering over it. But...
Josh, you have your microphone?
It's a bit.
Josh is literally like,
he's got his finger over the cancel button.
Cancel button and cancel the 40-minute.
He's like every. He's like every like international country with like weapons. Like, I am ready to unleash you right now.
I'm ready.
Shut up, guys.
Yeah, I will cancel. There will be a surprise tonight, and it will be me canceling you.
So. There's this new doll or toy.
Oh my god.
He knows it!
He's so triggered by
La Boo Boo!
No, here's the thing.
What is La Boo Boo? Like, what is this hype all about?
This is the most ridiculous. I do not care if I'm offending someone right now.
I'm
not gonna be politically correct about this either, by the way.
Go for it.
I know, like, a good
this will be the first video we're uploading of his, by the way.
Why does honestly no? I need the continue.
La Boo Boo. Let me tell you about a La Boo Boo, man.
La Boo Boo is a doo doo that needs to go.
Bro, it is the most.
Come on, man. I tried.
It is the most ridiculous, overinflated hype trend that I have seen in ages, right? And I'll tell you exactly.
It's literally an albino animated gorilla as a doll.
It's ridiculous and it's so ugly. You know? No, it's ugly. And here's the thing. It just shows you the amount of sheep that exist in this world. I'm so sorry. People are just following a trend.
Society, as they say.
Society.
No, it's ridiculous. Because think about what a La Boo Boo is for a second, right? It's this big, right? It costs anywhere from 2 to 350 dirham per labubu.
A Build-A-Bear is 50.
Brother, make that thing costs maybe 15 to 20 dirham.
Less. It's definitely less.
And people are and snatching it up like it's candy. It's ridiculous.
You know what you could get with 350 dirhams?
Okay, don't say rubbish.
No,
please.
Okay. With 350 dirhams, you can get a 175 chais. You can get 175 chai.
You won't stop this.
Or if you want to be a bit more realistic, you can go to the movie 7 times.
Yeah,
fair enough.
Yeah. Literally.
But yeah, so I saw this recently, like a month ago maybe, and I'm just like, what's so special about this? Like, I don't understand. I like collecting Funko Pop. Now that makes more sense because you have every sector, whether if it's a movie, game, TV show, whatever you name it. Plus, it's very reasonably priced as well. Like, there are some expensive ones, but
yeah, but that's collectibles.
That's collectibles. Again, I'm sure La Boo Boo is in the same bracket as a collectible.
Like here, a standard Funko is 40 dirhams, but if you get the signature of like an actor or someone,
it's worth more. Plus, they have more variety in them. It might be the same structure, but there's so much variety you can collect them. But with this, what is the appeal? Like, I really want to know.
It's literally just a plushie toy.
You want to sign it, Toys R Us?
No. The backstory is quite interesting for this, by the way. It's because one of the K-pop group one of the singers kind of like made it popular, and it now it became a hype thing. Right. But is that it really worth 250 dirhams?
That answers the question.
Yeah, like the thing is, I heard about it. Oh, the way I found out that it was popular was because I think it was Rihanna had it on her purse and she was walking, and then people found that. Oh, what's that? What's that's really cool. Whatever.
Okay,
that's
not disrespect, Bagel. Really, Riri. She will. Her fan base can get us cancelled.
Bro, I'm not disrespecting
base,
anyone.
K-pop fan base, Taylor Swift fan base, all of them can cancel us at this point.
Listen, exactly. I respect the hustle, right? I respect anyone who can make a hustle. And this is a hustle.
This is the greatest passive income thing I've seen. The
like,
owner
this
must
is crazy.
Be minting money
honestly,
at this point.
Labubu right now is like back in like 2021, I think, the freaking GameStop stock. Like how everyone pumped so much money into it and it shot up to like $1,000.
Oh yeah, yeah, I'm telling you, within a year, this thing would have died out.
And it like, for sure, like, fidget, for sure. Like fidget spinners, literally like fidget spinners. This is the
modern
fidget spinner.
Oh, now this fidget is the spinners was a thing back in.
I was a big thing.
Oh, yeah. We all had it. Let's be realistic.
I will admit,
it wasn't overpriced like 250 dirhams. It was like 10.
No, but I will admit, I did overspend on fidget spinners.
You overspend on everything, Tenura. I know this very well. So it's not like nothing
to
new.
To be fair, if I could make a six-figure salary look like a two-figure salary. Because of one thing and one thing only.
Mm.
I am a man of food.
Nice.
Fair enough.
So
everything from burgers to ramen to egusi.
So I really hope the trend dies of Labubu by next year. Maybe we're like season 2, season 3. I hope it dies or we're going to bring this topic back again.
Season 2, season 3. Like we're doing Fortnite releases or what?
Fortnite release skins now at this point, yeah.
Yeah, fingers crossed, man. Because honestly, like I get people following a trend. You know, they've been trends since the beginning of mankind. You know, that's fair. But just the way it's priced is the thing that plays with me. You know what I mean? Like, they're hiking it up so much. And
you know what else you can get for 350 dirhams?
Oh, no.
No. This is something that now even Taylor Swift, K-pop fans and all will agree with me. Because this will comprise of 50% of each of those fan bases. You know what you can get for 350 dirhams?
Hmm.
You can get a Lewis Hamilton Ferrari F1 jersey.
Okay, that's still valuable. Like, I'll give it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a big F1 fan, but it's still, I can see
you
the
can
appeal.
Have a jersey that is also very good quality material. It can expand. And then, or you can buy a stuffed animal that's 7 times overpriced and build it.
And it's so ugly. Labubu is so ugly.
It is ugly. Yeah.
It's very ugly.
It is ugly. It is ugly. Like, just say it's
like,
cute,
at least make it look cute, man.
Some people think it's cute, to be fair.
It's
but
not. It's
in
just
my eyes, that is
you know the better substitute from buying like the Labubu plushie?
Mm-hmm.
Just go to Team and buy a Labubu like phone cover. That's like
you
dirhams.
You can get a Lafufu.
Lafufu.
What's Lafufu? Instead of it being the dollar, it's actually fufu.
It's literally just like a fake Labubu. It's called
is that actually a thing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Oh, yeah, literally.
Don't keep talking. I'm actually going to search this out.
Yeah, look it up. Lafufu. Lafufu is a fake Labubu. Like, it's the cheap Labubu. And it's literally like a thing. It's like when you buy a fake.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you see it now, huh?
Society has disappointed me as every single day.
Show me. Oh, yeah, that's the Lafufu.
It's actually
I'm telling you, that's a Lafufu.
We will put that on the picture when we make a reel out of it.
And here's the thing, yeah. Like, because I work in, like, media, you know, it's really hyped up. Like, even if you listen to the radio or if you chime into people's Instagram stories, it's all the same. Labubu this, Labubu that. We're giving
people
away
a Labubu. Kids' meal, which is worth 250 dirhams just to get this toy. And I'm just like,
there is no kids' meal. Wait, what?
There is, but apparently you buy a kids' meal and you get the toy along with it. So that's just 250 dirhams for the kids' meal because you get the toy along with it.
Wow.
I mean, the pricing is just for the toy, but.
Wow. Actually,
I mean, to be fair, one 250 dirham purchase could set you up with a lot of rewards points.
To be fair.
I mean,
you know, there was something I kind of skimmed over when we were talking a little bit earlier, where we were talking about like being an introvert and being an extrovert. I just wanted to rewind back. I know this is so random, but I was just thinking it's been in the back of my head.
Okay.
So I just want to bring
go
it
for,
up.
Go for it.
So I think the, like, when I said I became, when I got onto Virgin Radio and I became a presenter and MC and I started MCing for crowds and things like that, when I graduated from university, the first thing I said is that I can't work in a client-facing role, right? And the first job I got was as a business development executive.
So the complete opposite of what you said.
Oh, 100%. So first of all, I didn't know what business development was.
You know, in this world, you have manifestation. His manifestation was came with an Uno reverse card.
Oh yeah, 100%. I didn't want to do it because I was like, I don't like talking to people. Like that was generally, I was like, I'm not good at talking to people. You know, my circle of friends is this big, by the way. Like it's tiny.
Oh, I'm part of that circle. Thank you so much.
he forced himself in. But I was like, oh, that sounded crazy.
Hey, yo, anyway. Listen.
Hey, yo.
That dude has been exposed.
Oh, time out. Listen. Untold Timmy Trumpet. That was lit. That was a lit experience.
That was fun. Ten out of ten.
Are you excited for this year though? Untold.
Oh, I can't wait.
This is what's gonna happen. It's gonna literally be me and Terry flexing our like event passes, just barging through everyone to the front. That's what we did for Timmy Trumpet,
I did attend like the first edition for like one day. Because the thing is, I was quite skeptical on it because it's a new festival. I mean, I have the right.
To be fair.
But when we went, I was like, yo, okay, you know what?
The second
edition, the one happening in November, I'm going all days. I don't care.
It's crazy.
All nighters, whatnot. It was probably the best thing we have now over here.
Transport confirmed now for that. Thank you very much.
As always, absolutely.
Listen, you guys can vibe about Hesse Street propaganda. I can't do that. I'm a metro kid.
That's worse.
He's in the Sharjah kid propaganda.
Why don't you have your license?
Bro, Hesse Street, man. That type of stuff.
Nah. That's not an excuse.
He's in the Nahda propaganda. Sharjah. Propaganda.
You got the propaganda of having your own parking spot at home. I have the propaganda of living next to a metro station. Seems great. But anything after 6 a.m., you can kiss like protection and happiness goodbye. You are going to be in a situation where you have so many people around you.
Yeah, but it's the same thing on the roads, though.
But you got
cars here and here, dude.
Yeah, but you have your own air conditioning unit. I have to share one air conditioning.
Yeah, but the thing is,
that depends on what car you're in the end of the day. That's
bro, and your time is the same. Your travel time is the
travel
same.
Travel time is almost the same.
You're just with a bunch of people. Here, if you're going to Sharjah or Nada or anything in that direction, around 6, now...
No, but here's the difference, right? It can be any car, but between the three of us, you two have good cars.
Good-ish.
You know, we'll flex on the cars then.
Yeah, you guys have good cars. My car is the only experience I get in a car between home and work is when my dad drops me to the metro station.
Nice.
And even from here, I have to walk to the metro station or take the metro shuttle bus.
I mean, hey, that's part of fitness.
Yeah, say that in 54 degree heat.
Hey, to be fair, man, I used to do the same thing when I was in uni. I used to stop right at that metro station.
Inter city, yeah.
And then literally just... tiptoe over here.
Yeah. I like how that's like the only thing that hasn't changed the last 10 years as well.
Yeah, that's the only thing that hasn't changed, man. I used to actually take the bus because I used to live in Silicon Oasis, right?
Oh, F49?
No. The university bus.
Ah, okay.
Which was terrible because they used to pick us up. No, this is not a shot. This is not a shot.
So in that note, we are canceling this
episode.
This is not a shot at the university. I'll tell you why it was terrible, right? Because we used to get picked up first, right? And we used to get picked up at 5:15 a.m., right? So it's not a shot at the bus. The bus is fine. You know, it was a bus. You know what I mean?
It's the pickup order.
Yes, it was the time. We get picked up first and dropped off last.
Oh.
So it was horrendous.
That means you didn't have 12-hour shifts. You had like 16-hour shifts if you were like a person that did events and stuff as well.
But this was when I was in uni.
That's what I mean. Like, if you like a volunteer and stuff, like if they have
true. So that was back then. And then obviously I used it for one semester and I was like, this is not working. And then I just started using public transport. You know,
makes sense.
Like a big boy.
I mean, I had the complete opposite spectrum. Since I'm a Sharjah kid, they picked me last and they dropped me first. So like,
I
saved the most commute time out of all.
That's nice, man. At least you got picked up first.
Unfortunately, looking at the time, I know there's probably like a lot more we could talk about.
A 3-hour Zack Snyder edition.
Exactly. But so that's all the time we have for today. Terry, thank you once again for coming on. Really, you've been amazing.
Love this.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me.
Tanura, one question. Are you sure we're not doing this for diversity card? I mean, hey.
I mean, we do have a literal diversity stick, but I think our friend Sean just like kept it away for the next episode. I'm not joking. We have a literal like shoehorn that just says diversity on it. I don't know why that came to be.
See, there you go.
See, watch, guys. This is going to go viral. We're cooking.
The clipping is going to be great now.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah, that's also true.
Well, stay tuned for July.
So, yeah, for everyone, we're going to... put down Terry's details in the links in the description tag, and please make sure to drop him a follow and check out his content.
on our episode. Make sure to like, share, subscribe if you haven't, leave a comment. And if you guys want, and I'm opening this floor, if you guys would like to see us re-invite Terry, let us know. DM us on Instagram if you want to see the return of Terry.
I got stories. I got a lot of stories.
So if you guys would like that.
Yeah, I mean, we could give it a shot and see.
Give it a shot for next
Adam,
season.
Adam, it's your call. I'm coming.
That's another one.
Adam, you've been officially invited to the podcast. All right.
Adam, you can do this. Just 1 hour. That's it. Like
again,
40 minutes.
No,
and you
wait,
can...
Again, not for diversity card purposes.
No. I'm not calling him out to fight. I'm just like him on the podcast. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, this place is going to turn into a brawl. But yeah.
Boxing like match. Terry versus Adam. That would sell tickets.
Hey, but Adam can fight, you know.
So Adam can fight. That's
he
the
can
thing.
Fight.
You are a university student. We give you 15% discount.
50%. Let's make that. Let's make it work.
15, not 50. I want money.
Let's make it.
Yeah. All right. Like, share, subscribe, leave a comment. Make sure to check us out on all of our platforms. We're on Amazon Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify. And we will see you guys in the next episode of MDX Unplugged, Unfiltered, Unscripted University Life. Thank you and have a great day ahead.